It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, we've been studying the book of Ephesians, and God has given us so much as we study this book, this epistle to the Ephesians. You know, God has given us so much in the entire Word of God that it doesn't seem, you know, we can't contain it all. But thank God He's given us a mind, He's given us a heart that we can understand as saved people what He has for us and what He wants us to do as saved people. He wants us to serve Him, and He has given us so much. Is it too much to ask that we give something back, and that's to help souls come to Him? Now, we can't save anyone, but we can give out the Word of God so that people can be saved. It's Jesus who saves. It's the Word of God that does the work. It's faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you and I need to be giving out the Word of God. That is, those of us who are saved. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 22. Now, we looked at that last time, but let me read that. Paul says, "Whom I have sent," and of course, this is speaking of Tychicus. We've read that. We've seen his name. He says, "I've sent him unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your heart." Well, he says, "Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose." The same purpose is so that Tychicus could inform the people as to how Paul was getting along, and also that people could pray for Paul, that he could be one who could continue on giving out the Word of God and winning souls. It didn't make any difference where he was at, where Paul was at. He was in chains, of course. At this time, he was in Rome. But it made no difference where he was at, whether he was chained up, whether he was on a ship that was shipwrecked later on his way to Rome. It made no difference where he was at. He was ready and willing to be an ambassador for the Lord, a representative of heaven, telling other individuals how that they too could become an ambassador, a representative of heaven, in order that they might understand. He was telling people that they could understand that they too could be saved and on their way to heaven. You and I mentioned this, we are ambassadors, and we have the privilege of helping other individuals know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I keep reminding you, we can't save anyone. Do not get discouraged when you're giving out the Word of God. If the person you're giving it to does not get saved, don't get discouraged. It's up to God to give the increase. And of course, He wants everyone to be saved. He can't force anyone to be saved, and neither can we. We simply give out the Word of God, and it's God who gives the increase. He's the one who saves. It's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that anyone goes to heaven. Well, the last time we talked about truth, we read about Pilate, how that he asked Jesus, he says, "What is truth?" And we saw what truth is. Pilate asked, "What is truth?" And Jesus, who did not, will not, and cannot lie, tells us what truth is in John 17:17. He says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The Word of God is truth. And what is the Word of God? 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The Word of God is truth. It's all Scripture. All Scripture is truth. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Well, what is it that tells us, that, in other words, mankind, about Jesus? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood." And notice this, "And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." Well, who guides us through the Word of God? It's the Holy Spirit of God, God Himself. Now, Tychicus was going to take the message to the people at Ephesus. He was going to deliver Paul's message, which, by the way, is part of the New Testament. It is the Word of God. But he was going to deliver that to the people at Ephesus. He was the one who was the deliverer of the Word. Well, the Holy Spirit delivers the Word to us. We get into the Scripture and we see how that the Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit tells mankind about Jesus, but only those who have trusted Jesus as Savior will receive, being able to understand the message God has for us as safe children of God. John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, this is Jesus speaking, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Of course, this is after salvation that he's going to dwell with us and he's going to be in us. It's after salvation. Now, of course, the Spirit of the Lord imparts to unsaved people that they can be saved. They can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But until a person comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, they cannot fully understand what the Scriptures contain, what the Scriptures have. Now, I've met people who are not saved. They will tell me, and they tell me that they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And many of those individuals can quote the Scriptures. They can quote word for word certain Scripture that they want me to hear. But they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They can quote the Scripture, but they don't understand it. They've never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. What they need to understand first is that Jesus came and gave his life for them, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and that's people. He wants to save every man and woman in this world. He wants to see everybody in heaven. The old devil wants to take people to hell. He wants to see every man and woman that he can take to hell. He wants them there. That's the devil. But thank God, Jesus Christ is stronger than the devil. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the one who is able to defeat the devil. Why? Because he's God. And because the Bible tells me so, that he is able to defeat the devil. And thank God, he takes the word and plants it in the heart of individuals if they will receive it. And he helps them to understand that the Comforter is living within them once a person has trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. John 15:26 says, but when the Comforter is come, this is Jesus speaking. He says, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, there's the word truth again, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Well, Tychicus, as we've read in chapter 6, of Ephesians, Tychicus testified about and for Paul. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 and 22 tells us that, but we have a greater witness about the things of God, about the things that God has written in his word to us who are saved, and that is God himself, the Holy Spirit. Who is a better witness than God himself? And he witnesses to us, and the Holy Spirit witnesses to individuals who need Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, John 16:13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, there's that word truth again, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Well, we who are saved have the witness, the testimony of the Holy Spirit about his word, about who God is, about what he has given to us, his children, about how things were, how things are, and how things will be. And you see, we actually know the beginning to the end. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God. Revelation 22:13 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That tells me that God, Jesus, is all in all. He's the first and the last. There is none like him because he is the all-wise God. He is the all-true God. He is the one who came to this world to seek and to save those who were lost. But we know, don't we, the beginning to the end. Jesus said, I am the beginning in the beginning, God. Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That tells me that he's still in control, that he's going to be in control from the beginning all the way through the end. And that word end means until Jesus sets up this world the way he wants it set up. He's going to come back and he's going to have people serving him in this world. I firmly believe that it will go back the way it was in the Garden of Eden. And the only difference will be that man will not sin, that we will not be in sin as human beings. Jesus Christ is the one who's going to lead everybody into truth. And that's what he's telling us today. The Spirit will lead us into all truth. He wants to lead every man and woman into truth today. But once again, as a child of God, you have the truth. You have Jesus Christ, and you're able to understand what he wants you to know in his word. We who are saved understand the things of God because we have the Holy Spirit of God living within. John 14:17 says, even the Spirit of truth, there's that word truth again, whom the world cannot receive. That means the unsaved people cannot understand the things of God because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's a promise of Jesus Christ. John 7:39 says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. That means he had not been crucified at that time, but he said, I'm going to send him once I go back to the Heavenly Father. After I'm crucified, buried, and resurrected, in other words, I'm going back and I will send the Holy Spirit. He's going to guide you into all truth. Now, before we got saved, we prayed to God for forgiveness of sins. We trusted him as Savior. We trusted the shed blood of Jesus for payment of our sins. We did not pray for the Holy Spirit. We prayed for salvation. After salvation, we do not pray to have the Holy Spirit, because at the moment of salvation, he came to live with us. The Bible says so in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. It says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now notice this. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I firmly believe that if you have trusted Christ as Savior, and you are praying to receive the Holy Spirit, you are really calling God a liar. You do not believe the Word of God. Back in Ephesians 6:22, it says, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. The Holy Spirit comes into the heart of a person who trusts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Bible says, if you have not received the Holy Spirit, you're none of his. We don't have to pray to receive the Holy Spirit. We pray that God would save us. Thank God I've done that, and I pray you've done that, that you've trusted Jesus Christ. And if you've done that, the Holy Spirit has come to live with you. He's indwelling you right now. You don't have to pray for the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ says that once you get saved, you have the Spirit of God. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, that means you're not saved. How do you get saved? You get saved by saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I know I can't go my way. I want to go your way. I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. I can't do it, but you can. You can take me there, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.